back when I consulted to the schools, I worked a lot with the SBH programs, Severe Behavior Handicapped. They don't call it that anymore. At one time it was called ED, Emotionally Disturbed. SBD, Severe Behavior Disorders. The rule is in education, you got to change the letters every couple, 3 years, you know, because what happens is the letters start to come negative. That's what people start to perceive, so we got to change the letters. Behaviorally Challenged, BC. I don't know what it's called now, but it varies from place to place and state to state. At that time, it was Severe Behavior Handicapped. These were the kids who were disruptive, really disruptive in class. And the philosophy was, we take them out of a regular education setting where they don't have the impulse control, and we put them in a setting where we use behavioral techniques, smaller setting, quote-unquote highly trained teacher, and we shape them up and then get them back. That was the philosophy. Well, there were a lot of question marks stamped on that philosophy. Not the least of which is when you take a kid who is a behavior problem, who has a tendency to be influenced by other kids who are not acting well, and you stick him with 9 other kids who aren't acting well, this is not a good thing. Well, anyway, I worked with the kids for about 15 years, and I loved it. I really did. They were, in a lot of ways, identified as strugglers, shuns, outcasts, misfits. They were our kids. Of course, we had to sit in on meetings. We had what we called at the end of the year annual reviews, where you went over the treatment plan, you went over the educational plan, you had all the professionals sitting around a table somewhere talking about the kid, and the parent was there sometimes. And we discussed, and we talked about the division. There were certain kids that were extremely unpleasant. They were not likable. And they were among the most difficult. They weren't necessarily the most pathological. They weren't necessarily the ones poorest wrapped. But they were the ones who you just had a hard time connecting with. They were irritating. They were unpleasant. They socially ground up against you and the kids. Were these the kids who were abused? No, not most of the time. Well, were they the ones who were neglected? No, not as a general rule. Well, maybe they were the ones with a broken family situation, really fractured up, and a weak parent, a very weak parent who just could not handle the kid. That was common. That was very common. But it didn't create the most unpleasant kids. Well, then what did? If a parent had the attitude of, "It is not my child, it is the world. What my child does is not my child's fault or responsibility. It is the fault of others. It is the world's fault." That mentality, spanning years of parenting, created the most unpleasant, the most difficult, the most unreachable kinds of kids I ever banged up against. I felt bad for the kids. The world didn't like them. So I guess in one sense you could say it was the world's fault, because over the years the world wanted no part of them. And generally it was a mother who looked at this and said, "Well, no wonder my kid's having struggles. Nobody likes him. They treat him bad." Yes. The question is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is your kid's obnoxious, off-putting behavior driving people away relentlessly, and therefore they really don't want to be around him? Or is it because all these people are just obnoxious, and they don't know how to treat your son because he has special needs, and therefore they've driven him into this state? to believe that, you got to believe that everybody around, the teacher included, the psychologist included, all your family and friends, your relatives, your mother, all the preschool teachers the kid ever had, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth grade teacher, all of them, just didn't like your kid. Folks, that's extreme. But I will tell you, you have to be very, very careful, because if that kind of attitude can creep into your parenthood, the kids pick up on it immediately. Yes, there are times when your kid doesn't get a fair shake by the world. Yes, yes, yes. There are times when maybe a teacher has it out for your kid, a coach has it out for your kid. Yeah, that can be. These are humans. But you have to be really cautious in conveying that message to your kid, because kids run with it and they become victims, surly victims, mad at the world that doesn't treat it right. Now, I'm going to take a break. And the reason I'm going to take a break is because the people at Ave Maria Radio don't understand me. They're the ones who are pushing me like this. They're the ones dictating to me when I have to take a break. And I'll tell you what, it is not my fault. It is theirs.